So I knew somehow that what I really wanted to do is a PhD, to learn how to do research, how to find out these questions. So then, by accident, I think, I found that there were these amazingly interesting children, the autistic children, to study. And by another incredibly amazing accident, I found that the authorities, the people who did the most exciting research in the field, were actually at this very same institution, the Institute of Psychiatry. And this, I found out completely by accident, because I read one of their papers. This is, I'm talking about Neil O'Connor and Beata Hermelin. I choose a paper for our journal club. That's what students do, of course. Every week you have something new to discuss, and there was this paper. And somebody said to me, do you realize that the authors of this paper are actually here at the Institute of Psychiatry? I was really delighted. And they were pointed out to me in the canteen. And I very timidly approached them and said, you know, I'm a student, I've read your paper, could I talk to you? And they were very approachable and immediately invited me to visit them in their department, where they did this wonderful research. And I found out a little bit more about what they were doing. And it just struck me as the most wonderful thing that I could possibly be doing to do more work in this area. And I was delighted when Beata Hermelin said, why don't you come and do a PhD with us? So I did. They insisted on having elegant economical experiments, being influenced by general psychology and being very, very rigorous in the kind of controls that you had to do. But they were not very encouraging as to building big theories, either on the basis of the results or regardless of the results. They were rather cynical, in fact, about the big theories. And it took John Morton, I think, to explain to me that you should not be so cynical about theories, you should not be disdainful about them, that unless you could predict what you're finding in an experiment, rather than just describe it, and you can predict it only from a very good theory, you really did not have very satisfactory progress, because you would just randomly find facts that were more or less interesting, but they would not accumulate to an important big whole. So he actually insisted that I would think in a theoretical way, which took me some time, I think, to get used to. And I tried it first out in relation to understanding the development of reading and spelling.